Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome to the weekend. 9:07 of the Big K Morning Show. We're at Kelly O's for the rest of this hour, part of our high school football coverage. Pine Richland hosts North Allegheny tonight, and we'll be here until 10, then 6 o'clock. It begins with John Fedko in the Fedko Zone. And joining us here at Kelly O's is Sarah Latronica. And Sarah, I know your family. I went to Clarion with your uncles, Albert and Michael. I know Maria because she worked with us as a producer at KDK, and it's such a small world. But I want you to share the story of Noah because I don't know what to say.
Yeah, kind of the same way that everybody feels. Noah is a light in this world. He was an amazing little boy. He fought so hard. He had been diagnosed at 6 months old with a rare brain cancer. He fought for 5.5 years. He went through brutal treatment. He had 5 major brain surgeries, but did it all with a smile on his face. Unfortunately, devastatingly, we lost him to cancer this past August, so it's been a little less than 2 months, and everything is still very raw and horrific, but we started Noah's Legacy Foundation to honor him and his life and his legacy and keep that alive.
And tell us how, and you also, you have Casey with you here.
Yes, so Casey, Ashley Antonio, is a good friend of mine. We met 2 years ago. Her daughter, Emmy, is also a brain cancer warrior. So I'll let her tell you a little bit about Emmy.
Yeah, good morning. My daughter Emmy was diagnosed with a rare aggressive brain cancer as well. She was 12 months old, and she has fought courageously over the last 2 years. On November 17th, pending a clear scan in October, she'll be 2 years cancer-free. So Sarah and Noah were actually the first individuals to reach out to me after we received the news 2 years ago. So they're just really special. Noah was huge in helping us in this battle. So I'm really, really excited to be co-founding this with Sarah.
So you co-founded Noah's Legacy Foundation, and tonight is a very special night.
Tonight is a very special night. So we are having a Light the Night Gold in Pittsburgh. So we are meeting with friends, families, fellow cancer warriors on the Andy Warhol Bridge between 7:45 and 8:15. We'll have greeters on each corner of the walkways. So we will be on the walkways. And we are essentially going to light Pittsburgh Gold. We're bringing glow sticks, flashlights, spotlights, and at 8:30 we will light the city gold for all of our warriors that are fighting in Pittsburgh.
How do you try to I'm having a hard time talking with you about this stuff.
Marty's a cancer survivor, and
but how do you try to how do you take breaths? I mean,
I'm a type of person that just kind of keeps going and going. Yeah. And after Noah passed, it probably would have been easy for me to curl up in a ball and stay in bed for weeks and months on end, but it's not what he would want. Yeah. And this foundation, Noah's Legacy Foundation, is my new purpose. My purpose for 5.5 years or 6 years of Noah's life was to fight for him and get the best treatment and the best surgeons. But now my purpose is keeping Noah's legacy alive and fighting for all of the other children that deserve more funding, more awareness, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And the power of a mother's love between the two of you. And I know you got a lot of support from family and friends, and I hope this helps too.
Yes. Yeah, no, we have fantastic support system, especially in the community that we live in West Deer Township. Our community has rallied around us for the past 6 years, and now we're just trying to spread that deep into Pittsburgh. We got confirmation that the Highmark building, the Golf building, and the Coffer buildings are all going to light gold on Friday night for our Cancer
How can
Warriors.
Folks get more information on what you're doing, both tonight and down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So noahslegacyfoundation.org is our website, but we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We post daily about Cancer Warriors, about upcoming fundraisers, and ways to get involved. So Facebook is our biggest platform. So Noah's Legacy Foundation on Facebook is where you can get all of your information about upcoming events.
We're so grateful that you share this with us, and we hope this helps. We know it will. And Marty's Get Marty is very powerful in that world because it's all about helping you both. So as young moms, I hope you feel the love, and it's going to be a big success, Sarah. Sarah Latronica and Casey Mastri.
Mashantonio.
I should know that. Yeah. I married an Italian American.
It's more intimidating. It looks more intimidating than it is.
Mashantonio.
Mashantonio.
Yeah. I got
the
Yeah.
All right.
Say like Villa.
Villa. Buonasera, benvenuti nella associazione Italian American.
No.
Sarah Latronica, Casey, thank you both. Yeah. And tonight's the night. Friday night, Andy Warhol Bridge. Noah's special night. And our thoughts and prayers with you, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having us.
This
thank
is you. The Big K Morning Show. 921 live at Kelly O's, the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard and Marty Griffin.
Well, I spent probably an hour and a half on the phone last night with various sources working on that assault case that Raz mentioned. One of the most horrific attacks on a teacher that's ever happened in this area. Let me read something from one of the insiders. It's absolutely disgusting. They're hiding what happened here. I'm not sure what's more evil, what happened or hiding it. Here you had a teacher in a classroom. Now look, this is a school where they send kids with developmental issues. Fine. But this is a 15-year-old student, according to my sources, who's big, Larry, 6'3", about 250. Should be irrelevant, but it is. It's relevant here. Alone in a classroom with a teacher. I'm told they knew going in that he had issues. I'm told that we're not certain if they told the teacher that. I'm also told he wasn't supposed to be alone with that teacher. I'm told he physically attacked the teacher, brutalized her without getting disgusting, tore her clothes off, broke her phone, threatened to kill her. What do they do with him? Well, first of all, the poor teacher is in the hospital. He told her, "I will kill you." Fortunately, others arrived soon enough to save that teacher's life. All of this is on a 6-minute video. Disturbing. Disturbing. Then you have this 15-year-old. I'm told by insiders that he has developmental issues. I'm told by insiders that he was at the police department last night singing and laughing. And look, again, if he has severe developmental issues, if he has a very difficult past, all of that makes sense. But how does he end up in a classroom with a teacher alone?
And
how does she go back to work?
What do you do with him now?
Exactly. That's the other issue. So he's right now at a juvenile facility outside the county. But What happens, Larry, if he goes before a judge? What happens if they charge him? Where does he go? What happens if he's convicted? Does he get probation? Does he get released? No one knows. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible crime. In Pittsburgh public schools, they better get their act together. My God, if that teacher is your wife or your daughter or your neighbor, how can they ever, ever go back to work again? I don't know, Larry. It's one of the most unsettling stories I've ever heard in my life. Meantime, what you just did there was very emotional, and we've got to wrap our arms around.
Yeah, you have a young mom.
Gosh, Larry.
Who lost her six-year-old son, and she's here a couple of months later trying to help other kids.
Yeah. Gosh, Larry. And I think that the best we can do is the best we can do, and go to their foundation. She said the best spot is Noah's Legacy, Noah's Legacy Foundation on Facebook. Hey, we're going to do something very cool, though, at the bottom of the hour. This couple that we're marrying over the weekend, Lenny and Tracy, he's an Army veteran. He was injured in dealing with bombs, quite frankly. And he's disabled, and he's dying from cancer. And they wanted to get married before it was too late. I have pictures of her on Facebook in this wedding dress, donated by this amazing, amazing company. I find it mind-boggling, Larry, how strangers step up and do these amazing things. I'll tell you what it does. It gives us hope in a world that sometimes can be very dark, brother.
Yeah, I felt the same way at this Marine Corps Scholarship Fund dinner last night. So many people doing the right things for other people, and that's who we want to highlight and who you have been highlighting with Get Marty. It's a great story. Stick around. We're live at Kelly O's in Warrendale for our high school game of the week. It's 925 KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's check in with Kathy Bergren.
Hey, Larry, for the most part, everything rolling along nicely. We're doing pretty well over on the inbound side of the Parkway North. The HOV lanes will be closing at 10. Inbound on 28. We're just dealing with some construction, and that slows you down on the inbound side, right around Delafield Avenue, just past the Highland Park Bridge, and then it does open up. Just a heads up for folks that normally take the Highland Park Bridge to inbound 28 on Tuesday morning, right around 7 o'clock. They're going to shut down that on-ramp to the inbound side of 28 from the Highland Park Bridge. And that's another bridge that needs to be reconstructed. So that's going to be closed until the middle of December. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Kathy Bergren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And right now we have sunshine, so it's mostly sunny. Clouds will move in later and maybe some rain overnight. The residual of Ian, and we'll be watching that very closely. And today, I want to mention 2:30. They're officially recognizing the 50th anniversary of Roberto Clemente's 3,000 hit. Your man, Rich Fitzgerald,
from Allegheny
County Executive and Mayor Ed Gainey, proclaiming today Roberto Clemente Day, and they're going to be down at the old home plate marker where Three Rivers was to commemorate the 3,000th hit. And think about this, because with the Marines, Roberto Clemente was a Marine before he was a famous baseball player. And they said,
it's amazing. I never knew this.
How his life ended was trying to help other people.
It's amazing.
Extending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Himself way beyond. So happy Roberto Clemente Day in Pittsburgh. 9:38 on this Friday morning. We want to thank Kelly O'Connor and her team here at Kelly O's in Warrendale. It's Pine Richland hosting North Allegheny tonight. It's our high school game of the week, and nobody does it better than our team, I can tell you that. Meanwhile, Sunday, Steelers host the Jets. Then after the game, conveniently, there is going to be a very special wedding take place.
In Clareton.
And Get Marty's been all over this. And, Marty, I've kind of watched this grow since you started putting the word out of what you need to make this happen.
Well, this couple reached out to us, Lenny and Tracy. There's a great story if you want to see them right at the top of my Facebook page. Fantastic. And Lenny has stage 4 cancer. He's also a disabled vet, hurt while fighting for America. And we're going to have about 40 to 50 people at their home in Clareton. Everything was donated. Everything. But one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen happen at this fantastic dress shop, the House of Couture in McCandless Crossings, Larry.
And Sky Douglas is with us on our Discins to tune to Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah, I
Thank
love it.
You.
So, Sky, tell us about what you do and how you found out about this incredible day that you're helping make extra special.
Well, my manager, MJ Goodrich, had mentioned to me that a friend had called her and said that you guys were putting together a wedding and that the bride needed a dress. And I learned the situation, and of course I wanted to help. Everybody in life who's a bride and groom need a special day, and a bride needs to feel beautiful in her own gown. So I stepped up to the plate, and I asked them to come in, and that way she could have a full experience of trying on wedding dresses and picking which dress she wanted.
It's unbelievable. She was gorgeous, by the way. What an experience.
Oh, thank you.
Sky, what compels you to bring a total stranger into a very high-end, really gorgeous dress shop and say, take your pick? What compels you?
Well, I think in life, we all have our own situations. And, you know, I've had my own situations. My family has had their own situations. And people have helped us along the line. And it's only right to pay it forward. And that is one of the things in my life that I love to do. I'd rather help somebody than get a gift for myself.
Sky Douglas, House of Couture, McCandless. Hey, folks, this is a several $1,000 wedding dress. And you're throwing it together in 2 days. That can't be easy, Sky.
Well, I have a great team, and everybody was on board, and we just cheering this couple on and praying for Lenny and just want them to have a magical day.
Amazing.
Well, they are in large part to your generosity, too. Sky, thank you. Giving
thank
is living,
you.
Right?
That's right.
Gorgeous. What is, man, you're looking at the video to see her standing there.
And you could see the genuine joy in her face is irreplaceable.
Go to my Facebook page to Get Marty. It's unbelievable.
All right, Sky, you have a great weekend.
Thank
Look for the
you
picks.
Very much.
Get Marty Monday. We'll kind of have a post. And while we're on the subject, just want to take a second to thank our producer, Rob Grainer, who's getting married tomorrow night.
He is, man.
Yeah, he's finally doing it. And he's so laid back that I don't think he's showing us how, you know, excited he really is.
I love him. I love how chill he is. It's my man.
Quiet storm. Meanwhile, getting ready to wrap up our visit to Kelly O's. And so on Monday, we'll be into a new month, and we're going to detail whatever happens over the weekend with a couple of different stories. You got the Kennywood Fright Nights reopening. There'll be a lot of focus on that. You mentioned the issue at Oliver that terrorized a teacher. Plus, this is sticking with me, these carjackings that have turned up all of a sudden in our town.
You got a bunch of juveniles. A judge told me last night seriously, Larry, he said, they know there are no repercussions. That's what he said. It's bad.
We got to talk to Judge Gene Riccardi on Monday, too.
Grabbing him.
Because we need to get a handle on some of this stuff in this town.
There's nowhere to put a juvenile. Nowhere. Picked up on a gun charge.
Whose fault is that?
Hard to know.
How did that happen?
Schumann wasn't working, and now they don't have an alternative. Well, this kid, this 15-year-old, is not a kid. They had to send him to the Latrobe area.
How does that happen in a major city like Pittsburgh?
I got to drill down on it to figure it out. But, Larry, we've talked about this. They have called. They have picked up juveniles with guns, and they have nowhere to put them. Schumann, no. Jail, no. Call mom. Take him. I don't want him. Swear. Mom doesn't want him. The kid ends up in Western Psych with folks who are vulnerable as hell. It's a disaster, Larry. And this is one of the most egregious cases I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can't recall an incident in this town or any other town in a school with a 15-year-old and a teacher anywhere. So how do we ensure now? We talk about ensuring the safety of people to Kennywood. How about on a daily basis?
In a classroom, Larry.
Female teachers in Pittsburgh public schools.
It's amazing.
9:45, this is KDKA.
It's amazing. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Here's Kathy Bergren.
And Larry, we do have crews doing some work over on 51 this morning, and they're pretty close to Edgebrook Avenue, and it's causing some delays, mostly on the inbound side. We are backing just about to Maytide Street, but you're also going to find an outbound delay as well. Over on 28, in both directions now, we're on the Highland Park Bridge and Delafield Avenue. We have some slow traffic with road work there. Parkway East slows at Edgewood Swissvale. Parkway West backing near the top of Green Tree Hill. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:55. I'm Kathy Bergren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we start this Friday with sunshine. We're looking at rain moving in. That'll be either overnight or into tomorrow. And that will be the remnants of Ian. We'll follow that very closely. 65 today's high. We're at 45 here at Kelly O's in Warrendale. 53 News Radio KDK just about wrapping it up here at Kelly O's in Warrendale. Fine Richland hosts the undefeated North Carolina Tigers tonight. And, hey, I want to throw out some love to Rich Engler, the legendary concert promoter. Tomorrow night at the Carnegie Science Center, it's the premiere of his documentary, Behind the Stage Door. He's booked over 6,000 shows.
Larry.
Some really cool stories.
You get to meet him, man.
He's a cool dude. Him and his wife, Cindy.
I can't stop listening.
They're the coolest couple in Pittsburgh. They really are.
Plus, just the inside scoop.
And 5:30, and it's on that big screen at the OmniMax. That's tomorrow night. And then 2 weeks on the 15th, they'll do it again. And you can see the trailer, and then you'll see what I'm saying at richengler.com. Meanwhile, Paul Zeiss is coming up.
Mr. Zeiss, what do you have on the show today?
I have no idea. None. I mean, I have no idea.
What do you think about the Steelers?
If they don't win on Sunday, it's over. The whole thing is up.
Are you angry at all?
All the time, Mark. All the time.
He says I don't do a good Zeiss, but I can, if I work hard, I can get it. What do you think, Sam? You think, let me see it. Let me try a little more on it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ask me a question.
What's on today's show?
Marty, I told you, I have no idea. I mean, I'm going to talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's what I'm going to talk about. Here's my friend, Ellie. See, Ellie, have a great weekend.
How do you feel about us canceling birthdays, Mr. Zeiss?
Well, you know, Marty, all you care about is your own birthday. You don't care about anybody else.
I don't know. I got to work on it. What'd you
Fantastic.
Think, Sam?
I think it's great. The one you do with the pink slip, like the slips on the car, the one you have previously done, that's a good one.
I drive to the station, my first day on the job. I get a pink slip. There's nowhere to park up in here. I'm looking for a place to park. I just park somewhere with some guy's name on there. Who's so important they get their name on the thing, and they put a pink slip on my
windshield.
All right, Zeiss, you're done.
Where am I going to park?
You're done,
Zeiss. It's 9:55 at KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
Chevrolet Traffic, Bauer and Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy Headquarters. Here's Kathy.
And Larry, traffic on the inbound side of the Parkway West, still pretty busy right around Parkway Center. No major delays, though, on the outbound side. Everything looks good out toward Pittsburgh International. We are seeing some slow traffic on the southbound side of 79 across the Neville Island Bridge. Nothing bad so far this morning. But, of course, with all that construction, it does slow you down. And on the northbound side, everything looks good. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 10:05. I'm Kathy Berkren on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
Still there.
Kath, you have a great weekend. Always good. Hope your face heals after that attack from Poison Ivy. What did they say in terms of how long is that going to take to clear?
It could take about 2 to 4 weeks to completely heal.
Whoa. So,
but I should be feeling better. With the medication I'm taking, hopefully it'll really kick in. So hopefully by Monday
All right,
we're good.
Well, speedy recovery from that Poison Ivy.
Well, thank you.
All right. And we're going to have a high of 65, really a pleasant morning. Still watching this hurricane off the coast, and we're going to get some of that rain in here this weekend. And I know your buddy Ian Smith, best photographer, KDK TV, he and Chris Hoppen are on their way south. So we'll check in with him maybe next week and see what they find in their assessment of the damage. It's still active, though. This is still an active storm for everybody else north of Savannah on the eastern seaboard, including us. Have a great weekend. Thanks to Samantha McGill and Rob Grainer, our producer, who's getting married tomorrow to Molly.
Big man.
Good luck, big man. We appreciate the work you do, and we'll catch up with you next week. That's the Big K Morning Show. It's a wrap for Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.